This is about the Blue Jays locker room chat here on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Garrett Michael. Johnny came back with you, and coach, looking ahead, and actually we'll look back to last week first. Nemaha Central, a tough opponent there at home, a 19-7 loss for your guys, but your guys battled tough, had it 13-7. They're heading into the fourth quarter within one score. Ultimately, though, Nemaha Central was able to get that late score to seal it. So when you look back at that game, though, coach, I know you had to be pretty pleased with what you saw.
Yeah, well, we don't like the loss at all. But if you can learn from things throughout the game, whether it's a win or a loss, then that's the main thing. And I just think we're growing up as a team, and I like how the direction we're going. I liked our effort. I liked our heart and guts as far as getting down 13-0 again and then battling back and having a one-score game in the fourth quarter. And that's all you ask for is a chance to win at the end. But some things that I liked is, you know, zero turnovers, three penalties. The thing with the three turnovers is, you know, one was right there at the end of the half, but the other two, offensively, defense gets us those turnovers, and the offense has got to turn them into points, whether it's three or whether it's seven. And we have an opportunity to do both of those, and we didn't do anything with those turnovers. And so, you know, those are the stats I like, but then on the opposite end of that, when you don't put points on the board with turnovers, then, you know, it just switches field position, which is fine too. But I just like how we're going. Like I said, we have to grow up, and we got to grow up fast. And those three games were to kind of a barometer to tell us where we're at. And we know we have a lot of things to work on, a lot of things to fix, and that's what we're working on.
And against Nemaha Central, you moved the offense around a little bit, did a couple of new things. You brought Christian McPhee in at quarterback and kind of went to a four running back system there in the backfield, and that seemed to work pretty good. What did you see from just him coming in from an offensive standpoint of what you now could do with him being back there?
Oh, you know, we've known that all year. We've practiced it all year. We ran it a little bit last year. It just gives us another dimension where now you've really got to account for 11 guys. You know, Christian's an aggressive kid and runs the ball hard and does everything you say as far as that. But it just gives another dynamic, gives the defense another thing to prepare for. Nothing against Matt Garber coming in or coming out. I do have to recognize him. What an outstanding job he has done as far as taking the reins of the starting quarterback and then allowing another package to come in. And his head was in the game the whole time. And, you know, that's not going to be our main offense, but it just gives us another dynamic there.
Yeah, and you know you're going to need all hands on deck here heading into this week as you'll have a tough matchup against Holton that'll be back on your home turf. We'll talk about that matchup with the Wildcats when we come back here on this about the Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside this about the Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Garrett Michael. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office. And coach, well, you know, you look at it this week, another tough one. You've got Holton coming to town as district play gets underway. Holton, obviously, one of the better teams in 3A so far this year. They've had a really good start to the year, and you know exactly what you're going to get from Brooks Barta and that Holton squad. So what do you look at with this matchup against the Cats?
Well, you just got to stop the run. And that's easier said than done against them. They just are fairly simple, but they do a lot of things excellent. Their offensive front just gets after you, and their running backs run hard. Not a new dynamic, but their quarterback adds just another dynamic to their offense. You know, he can fake. He's really good with the ball fakes. So you just got to be disciplined with your keys. And again, he's kind of like Christian is. You got to account for all four of them now. And, sometimes, some years, you didn't have to account for four back there, but this year you do. And they've started throwing it around a little bit. And again, that adds something defensively that you got to prepare for and watch out for. And, but it's no different than any other week. We got to stop the run and limit the big plays. And if we can do that and not turn the ball over offensively, hopefully you get a chance to win at the end.
Yeah, talking about from your vantage point, what do you feel like you need to see from your guys this week? Obviously, you talked about taking some steps forward and seeing some good things last week with not turning the football over and doing some good things. So what do you feel like you need to see here against Holton?
We just need to be hard-nosed the whole game. We got to match their physicality from play one to the end. We can't allow a first quarter to see what they got, and then, you know, you're down 7 or down 14 like we have been before. So we can't come out like we did against Chapman, and we can't come out and do kind of like we did against Riverside with all the penalties and going backwards. So the big key to me is our offense doing the same thing we did against Nemahal. I mean, if we can take it 96 yards in 21 plays and basically have the whole third quarter and score a touchdown, that should give us confidence offensively to do that and to limit them offensively. And if we can do that, then you got a chance to stop the run if they're on the sideline.
Well, Coach, should be a fun game. I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. It's a game we'll have on FM 103.9 at KNZ8 and our channels at MSCSports.net. But, Coach, with that, thank you so much for taking the time. Always appreciate it, and good luck against Holton.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our Locker Room Chats, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office on FM 103.9 KNZA.